What made you decide to run for this position?
You know, I had a lot of hesitancy about it because I've been here for over 10 years, and I'm from Anchorage. And when I came to Anchorage for my job for UAA School of Nursing, I just fell in love with this place, and I found there was so much opportunity, and I just love the community spirit and the volunteerism and the willingness of everybody to kind of help everybody.
What kinds of jobs have you had up until now? Tell me about your career.
Okay. First of all, I'm a registered nurse. And so I got my license in California, and I worked for a couple of years in California. And then I met my husband, and he said, I got to get out of this rat race. We were living in San Francisco. And then he got me a job. We lived in Hoonah. And he called me one day and he said, I think I have a job for you. And I was kind of the medical body. They called me the school nurse. But whenever anything happened in town, I'd go with the health aides usually. And the health aid program was just starting then. And I'd go on all these different emergencies and things. Then we went to Fairbanks, and I worked in, I've worked in intensive care, coronary care, intensive pediatrics, intensive care nursery, med-surg, you name it, all of that. And then as I got a little older and we had a family and my interests changed, then I went into things like administration and education, and I really enjoy education. I love watching students come in and saying, I want to be a nurse, and not really having an idea of what that really means, and then working with them and kind of supporting them and guiding them and having them graduate, get their licenses, and then basically working as nurses.
So how do you see those skills that you developed over all those years how do you see them translating to city council?
Well, there's a lot of judgment involved. There's a lot of assessment that's involved. There's a lot of what we have in nursing is called nursing process. And it's kind of like a scientific method. But what you do is you assess, and then you kind of diagnose, and then you implement, and then you evaluate, basically.
So your opponent was an Alaska native, Fritz Charles, who...
Yes.
Was a former tribal council president in his native village of Tuntutuliak.
Yeah.
You are not an Alaskan native.
Right.
Yourself.
Right.
You're a transplant.
Yeah.
How do you feel like your experience of bush Alaska stacks up?
I wish that there was more participation on the part of Alaska Natives. And I think that would be one thing, because I think we have two cultures side by side here. And one of the things that's really nice about Bethel is everything I've seen is they work very, very well together. But they are separate. They have separate expectations. There are separate cultures. And I think it really enriches at least my daily life. I have seen real inequality, and it makes me feel really terrible.
If it goes well these next 3 months, are you planning on running in the general?
At this point, I don't know. I didn't think so, but we'll see what happens. And in fact, I think Mr. Charles was thinking he would run. In fact, he said he would run, and I would support him.
Well, Mary Weiss, Bethel's newest city council member, welcome.
Thank you. I'm very humbled and very happy to hopefully be able to represent people. And I really do want to find out, you know, what people are saying, what they feel, so that hopefully I can represent them.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Okay. Thank you.